The in-dash OLED display in the Cadillac Escalade has 38 total diagonal inches of color display. So why do we give it a curve too? I guess you could say, we like to bend the rules. The 2021 Cadillac Escalade, never stop arriving.
Hey, and welcome to the 8th episode of How You At You. It's your girl Shinies from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from the K-Way. And on this podcast, we love to talk to you guys about all your unpopular opinions, all your juicy stories and dilemmas, and Shanice gives us a rundown of all the hot topics and everything in between.
Yes, so if you'd like to join the conversation, make sure you use the hashtag HowYouAtYou, and you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at HowYouAtYou. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so Shanice, we're going into hot topics. So this is the segment where Shanice will run down all the latest hot topics, K-news, and anything scandalous and interesting that's happened over the last week or so. So Shanice, what do you have for us?
Just before I start, make sure you guys check out the static that drops every Monday on my Instagram at kpopbox_, where I go through some of the stories you may have missed as well. As I said last week, stories that are covered in the static won't be covered here and vice versa. So to get the full picture, listen and watch both, but I digress. So the first thing I want to talk about is, well, FX is no longer FX, but FX Crystal has officially left SM Entertainment. Ooh. And has signed with H&AND Entertainment. So Crystal's contract expired with SM and she's joined this new agency. And under this agency, she will be pursuing her acting career. And she will go under the name Jung Soo Jung, which is still her name. Crystal's just like her English name. So, yeah, she's going to be using her Korean name. So, yeah.
Cool.
Good luck to you, Crystal. Yeah. She's meant to have a drama coming out soon, or she's filming for a drama soon. But she's booked and busy, basically.
Yeah, and the company that she's signed to now, that's like a acting company, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have a lot of big actors.
Wow.
I didn't know who, but no, Google's your best friend. I just want to keep it nice and sweet, innit? Anyway. moving on, NCT's Jaehyun, his fans have been creeping out netizens because his fan sites, or a particular fan site, have been secretly taking pictures of him. So basically, Jaehyun is currently filming for a drama that's meant to air next year. However, some fans have found the film site and have been secretly taking pictures and posting it online. And some netizens think that they may be taking these pictures from inside and behind bushes. So
I'm screaming. What?
Yes. So I don't know how they've figured out where he's filming, but they've got the info and they've been taking pictures of him going onto set.
I'm speechless. Ciao. Anyway, so
moving on, so rapper/singer Haze and Dua Lipa have written a song for Twice's new album, Eyes Wide Open, and they wrote it together, which is quite interesting. That's all I know. I know Twice's album is meant to come out at the end of this month, so when that happens, it happens. Apparently, they have a lot of big producers on that album as well, producers that have worked with both BTS, Blackpink, TXT. I think their lead single's meant to have like this 80s vibe, 80s retro vibe, apparently. So that's a bit new for Twice. So let's see what kind of direction we're going down. I'm as confused as you.
I was so, like, when you started, I was like, well, I like Haze. Because when you said Haze, I thought you were going to talk about like her new signing. But you're like, Haze, Dua Lipa. I was like, where are we going with this? Then Twice.
Yeah.
What kind of fever dream?
I don't know. But oh, wow. Sounds like a bop. Lastly, but not least, Blackpink breaks records for Korean girl group. What am I saying? I was just saying words. That made no sense. Basically, Blackpink has broken records as a Korean girl group as their album called The Album debuts at number 2.
Wait, was that UK. Was that the name?
Yeah, their album's called The Album.
Oh, wow. Okay, proceed.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's confusing. Yeah, so their album was number 2 on the albums chart in the UK, which is the highest rank for any Korean female act, and also in Germany it debuted at number 7, which is also another record broken. So that is Hot Topics. It was very confusing this week. From Saesang's to Dua Lipa to albums called The Album. Very confusing, but there we go. But anyway, guys, if you do have any stories you'd like us to speak about, make sure that you hit us up on Instagram or Twitter at HowYouAtYou, or use the hashtag HowYouAtYou. Okay, let's move on. So our next segment is called Say What, where you send in your unpopular opinions, stories, and dilemmas. You can send all of that good stuff on Instagram and Twitter as well. You can DM us, because that's what y'all be doing, even though that's not what we said, but it's okay. Or you can email us at howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com. Take it away, Shay.
Yes. So our very first unpopular opinion from you beautiful listeners, you very opinionated people. I'm just skimming over these and y'all did not hold back. But anyway, so the first one is, I'm sorry, but Lovesick Girls was not it. But Pretty and Savage was kind of a bop, though. Thoughts?
Okay, this guy's similar to last week. I think someone last week said they weren't a fan of Lovesick Girls. Yeah, I like Pretty Savage, actually. Mm. I kind of wish that Cardi was featured on that. It would have made more sense to me.
On Pretty Savage? Pretty and Savage?
Yeah, instead of Bet You Wanna. I don't know if you've heard it, but like...
I haven't, not yet.
I don't know. I feel like that would have banged. Yeah. Not saying that Bet You Wanna doesn't bang. It's a different kind of bangage. I'm making up words, but I don't know. I feel like, I don't know, Cardi would have banged on that.
I haven't listened to the other song, but I get what you mean with Pretty and Savage. The vibe is there. Speaking of Pretty and
Savage. Is it Pretty and Savage or is it Pretty Savage? I thought it was Pretty Savage, no?
Yeah, I think it's Pretty and Savage. I don't know. Don't quote us. Google it.
I think it's Pretty Savage, but anyway, continue. Yeah.
But a couple, like netizens and people in general on the internet, were complaining because the choreo was, for lack there are better words, interesting. And Lisa's pretty much the only one for Pretty Savage.
Oh, I don't think I've seen a live performance yet.
Yeah, they've done like their stages and then... Is interesting. I didn't fully notice until I went on to TikTok and everyone had their opinion and... some change, but yeah, I get what they mean. Like it's a lot, and I don't know, they could have simplified the choreo. I don't think it needed to be as much as it was, because it was a lot.
But is it a good much, or is it just
like the girls, like they're talented, like they're super talented, and all of them like can dance. Obviously we know that Lisa's like super good at dancing, but some of the movements look quite awkward on the other members. And yeah, like there's head swinging. There's like some, I can't even describe it. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. moving on.
Anyway. Yeah. So I guess, do we agree with this one?
I guess it's a personal taste. I mean, yeah. I guess I'm more of a Pretty Savage person, but I wouldn't like get angry if I heard Lovesick Girls. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I hate this song. So
next opinion is, people need to normalize idols cussing, not wearing bras, and stop whitewashing idols and actually letting them be themselves. How do you feel about this one, Shanice?
I agree, but I don't think they're gonna let the idols cuss, because
I feel like
idols is such a weird word anyway. Like K-idols is a bit weird. You're not my idol. No, I just find it really weird. Maybe because I believe in God or something. I don't know.
Yeah, idolizing. That's a big title.
Yeah, it's a bit, yeah. So I don't think they're going to do the stop the whole cussing thing, because I guess they do want to appeal to, like, kids.
Mm.
And I don't know, more money in it. If they're more family friendly, it's more money. They don't, like, block out a whole market.
Yeah.
That's the same with, like, not wearing bras, I guess, because I don't know, nipples offend people. Especially if it's on a female or someone that looks female passing. So yeah, I can't see. I don't know, I feel like even sometimes men too, because remember I was watching a clip of a variety show and they were going through some, I can't remember who it was. It was a comedian, this guy comedian. They were going through his bag because he carries around his bag and he had pasties in there. He's like, yeah, because sometimes my nipples protrude. And I'm just like, what's going on right now? I'm so confused.
You need to find that and send it to me.
It was like when I was down one of those YouTube rabbit holes. I don't know if I would ever find it again because I don't even know what the show was.
Oh,
but I was just like, that's so weird. But yeah, so I don't know about the nipple thing. Or the nipple thing? It's a bra thing. It turned into nipples, sorry. Stop whitewash. Yeah, they need to stop that.
The Snow app. When I tell you the Snow app should be illegal. It should be illegal. Honestly. Like, that's identity. Not theft. I don't know. There needs to be another term coined for what the app does. Because, yeah.
Yeah, they need to embrace. Listen, melanin is popping. I don't know what's, like, come on, like, if everyone was the same color, if everything was green, do you know how boring the world would be? And I feel like as well, like, especially in Korea, or just, like, Asia in general, you know, or anywhere, to be honest, like, colorism and the fur, the skin, insert words. But I don't know, I just feel like if there's more people that, or more idols that are just more embraced with their skin, it will help, like, esteem. Of like their younger fans that may get picked on or not be accepted because of their skin or feel like they have to lighten their skin to they fit in, stuff like that.
And I feel like also adding on to your point, K-pop isn't just in Korea anymore, whereas before, like, obviously they still need to adhere to a Korean audience, but a large part of K-pop and what brings a lot of money into the K-pop industry is foreigners, and foreigners come in all shapes, sizes, they all look different, the same as Koreans, but I guess they have even more reason now to stop whitewashing, because even I think it was like the V Live where they introduced the new NCT members, and Shotaro came in looking like Casper the Ghost, and then I found some pictures of him on like the dark web, and he has been in the sun.
And just this, because we've spoken about this quite a lot, so we should move on in a minute. But the last thing I want to say about letting them be themselves, you do know, like, these idols, they play a character, right? It's just an extended show or film. Like, they go into these groups saying, you're the tough one, you're the cute one, you're the sassy one, and you're the rapper. Like, they're playing characters, so I don't know if they'll ever let them be completely themselves. Even like celebrities in the West are not themselves. Mm. They're a heightened version of themselves, or there's labels are like, okay, you're gonna be the troublemaker, so just break shit. I don't know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I guess we appreciate this opinion.
No, we agree, but we can't see anything happening.
Yeah.
For the foreseeable future.
Next, we have fandoms teaming up on each other's fandoms is just downright stupid. As a multi-stan, I feel that there's no worth in trying to put other fandoms down. Not gonna lie, this is probably the reason why my friends don't really like K-pop and they think it's toxic.
I agree, but I feel like it's just not a K-pop thing. It's a music thing.
It's an internet thing.
Bobs, like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just basically, it's a Twitter thing. I'm brave. I'm gonna say it's a Twitter thing. I feel like, it's more prominent on Twitter, at least. And I do feel like that's the reason why a lot of people or your friends don't really like K-pop, because it's just like this is too much, right? Especially, I'm sorry that I keep bringing up armies. I'm really sorry. I know it's not everyone. I know it's like the 1%, but because you guys are so huge in volume, that the 1% are really loud. And I feel like that's why I don't think anyone has anything against the group, against BTS themselves. But I feel like certain people are scared to go down that rabbit hole because of certain fans. People feel like they can't really express their opinion, hence this podcast as well, because you get attacked. Like my friend the other day, she just said, she never at nobody. She was just tweeting. She said, yeah, I disagree with this or I agree with this. And people started coming for her, started cussing out her hair, calling her like the N-word and saying she needs to get off Twitter and all of this just because she never cussed out nobody. She just said, I disagree with XYZ. And she got dragged for it. Luckily, she has tough skin, but it's just like, it's stuff like that. People just don't want to be part of that toxicity.
Yeah. I completely agree. And like we said, we're not pinning it on like one fandom or one type of people. It is internet culture as a whole. So I guess we can understand why your friend would feel that way. And also when, even like the concept of being a multi-stan, people still don't get it.
No.
They're like, but you can only pick one, or you can only like this, like, or these are better than this, and it's just music. Like,
for real.
Like, on it, no, like, no offense, I get Blackpink have an album now, but if you were like, oh, I'm only a Blackpink stan, and I'm only going to listen to their music, you would not be listening for very long, so you're going to need... Like, you get what I mean? Like, that was no tea, no shade, but, like, we're... Like, you don't even need to put a label on it. As humans, we like different things and a mixture and having various options. So I guess we agree with that unpopular opinion.
Yeah, we agree.
Last unpopular opinion is society needs to start knowing that K-pop groups / artists have male fans and female fans, mainly because I only hear that people refer to the fans as girls.
I agree with this. And not even just girls. They think... every fan or like eight or something, 12. And it's just like, no.
Like, it's like some 13-year-old girls.
Yeah, know? Like they just think, oh, 13-year-old girls, all they do is scream. If they see like a picture of their bias, they're like, ah, like, no. Like, yes, there might be some fans like that, but again, that'd be like 0.1%. Like, everyone's not like that. It's so weird. And especially, I really feel like, especially with the male fans, they're even, I feel like they're silenced. Like, I see the odd one here and there. They do exist. They're rare creatures. They're limited editions. But they're there. And, yeah, I feel like they should be acknowledged. Definitely.
Yeah, why not? Like, people don't, well, I guess, no, people do still do that with Western music. Like, they'll typically associate, maybe if it's like a Western boy band, they'll think all their fans are like teenage girls. Mm-hmm. Or even some female artists, they'll just assume all their fans are girls. Mm-hmm. But I love, like, the best example is any kind of music that goes to Japan, especially girl groups or female, like, solo artists. All their fans are men there, like, grown men.
So, I love when I hear, like, the male fan chants. Oh, so they're, my, like, God. They're shouting with their chests. You have, like, these really cutesy girls on stage, and, like, and they're like, like, it's just like the I don't even know what the word is, but is it an oxymoron? Like, I don't know, but just the contrast,
yeah,
that's it. Like, just the contrast is just music, harmonies. Yeah. It's nice. I like it.
Yeah. Acknowledge all fans, boys, girls, men, female, everything in between. Let them be, okay?
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, so we agree with that one. Yes.
But can I just say, before you wrap that up here, mm-hmm. but in a way, male fans have an advantage, because I feel like if you guys, well, pre-corona, if you went to a concert and you're like, I love insert group / artist, they're like, oh my gosh, it's a guy. And you get all the attention. And then True. That makes me jealous. I'm joking.
True. So that was the end of our unpopular opinions. Now.
So it's time to read the dilemma. K-pop dilemma. That is not the jingle, but that's what we're going with today. Okay, so name, please. Joseo.
Oh, God. Give me a minute. Tiffany.
Okay, Tiffany. Okay. Girls, since getting into K-pop, I've started to find Asian guys really attractive, and I don't know if that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that they're the only type that I find attractive, but she meant simping, but she says simping.
Yeah.
I'm simping hard at the moment. All right, girl, calm down. And I would love to date an Asian guy to learn more about their culture, and then in brackets, but obviously having that happen organically. Girl, what is this dilemma? Okay, you know what? Shay talk.
I'm a leaf.
Okay, I'll talk. What is this? Okay, Tiffany, let's sit down. Okay. Okay, so...
Get a notepad.
It's fine that you find Asian guys attractive. That's cool, that's fine. A win for the Asian guys. Okay, cool. And as you said, they're not the only type of guy that you find attractive. Okay, are you just saying that so this dilemma in your head doesn't look quote-unquote bad? It's not a bad thing if you just like Asian guys. Because I feel like you're trying to... You threw that in to try to make it seem like, you know, it's not like a fetish thing, right? Or it's just like, oh, but I like other guys too. Do you know what I mean? That's what. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm reading it. I could be wrong. And especially when you said you're simping hard. Like, girl. Like... The thing is, if you end up talking to a guy and you really like him and he ends up to be Asian, then cool. But I don't really even know what you're trying to ask at this point. I just feel like you're telling us you find Asian guys attractive and you want to learn about their culture. Okay, so what can I do for you? I'm not an Asian guy. I can't help you. Am I wrong? Like... Shay is dying. Like, I'm just being big sister right now. Like, okay, you like Asian guys, congratulations. But I just feel like, don't go out your way just for, oh, I need an Asian guy.
Yeah. Don't get that colonizer mentality, please. It's fine. It's fine. Like, I don't know, it depends, obviously, if we had more detail or more information. Like, some people have never been exposed to other types of people. So we don't know what race
but... K-pop like has opened your eyes, but oh my gosh, like,
yeah,
I don't know, like Asian guys could be like so attractive or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah, or but maybe like you've just never been around, because like even areas I've grown up in, like we didn't have certain types of other people around us, so you might be fascinated being exposed to them for the first time. And I think it's fine to find certain groups of people attractive, but I saw the scariest TikTok the other day. I'm sorry, like, this might not relate to you, Tiffany, but it was this woman. I'm gonna let y'all assume her race, because so she made a TikTok with the audio like, I'm not gonna do it, and then at the end it's like, I did it.
I know what you're talking about.
Y'all know the audio, but so
I know what TikTok you're talking about.
Yes. So it was her, and on screen she had pictures of Asian babies, so I was like, where's this going? And then the more I'm not going to do it, it got down through the audio. Like, she went to some Asian country. She found an Asian man. They got married. And then she had an Asian baby. I've never been so terrified in my life.
Okay, that right there is not even an attraction. That is just, I want one. That's a fetish. Don't do that.
I've never been so terrified.
Also, I just want to say as well that, okay, you find Asian guys attractive, but, like, not every Asian guy is Korean. So don't assume they're going to fulfill your K-pop fantasies. I'm just going to put that out there and leave it as that. To be honest, I don't know what this dilemma is. I'm just keeping it 100. I don't know what you expect us to say. Like, I'm being honest. Like, what are you asking? You're just basically telling us I really find Asian guys attractive. But not only Asian guys, but I'm simping right now.
If there was more to it, like... You've just been exposed to Asian guys now, you find them attractive, but you don't want to come off in a weird way. But I don't know, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Anyway, that's the end of Say What. If you have any dilemmas, unpopular opinions, stories, etc., send it to howut@gmail.com. That's howut@gmail.com, or you can DM us at you on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes. So now we'll come towards the end of the episode, and you guys know the drill if you're a veteran listener. So now it's time for what's on our radar. So it's time for On the Radar, where me and Shanice will tell you things that we've been listening to, watching, or anything that we're looking forward to or want you guys to check out. So Shanice, what's been on your radar?
This week I've still been listening to that song that I was listening to last week. I don't know why. It's very addictive. I think it's pronounced Chum, like C-H-U-M, but they spell it with an X. But that's not what I was going to talk about, but I'm just letting you guys know that's what's been replaying I've been renting that song for no reason. But anyway, but on my radar, there's a group called Ghost Nine. So they are, they have members in there that was in Mix 9 and Produce X 101. And I don't know if they've officially debuted. Technically they have, I guess. They have like performance videos out, but I don't know if that's considered as a debut. I'm very confused. But they had one song that they released last week, called Reborn. I really like the dancing, and they're really good at dancing. I'm not sure about the song yet. I like the breakdown before the chorus. The chorus seems cool. But yeah, they've just been on my radar. They might be a group to look out for.
Are they the ones that took like an 80s approach to their upcoming debut? They were dancing to like Western songs?
I don't know that much, maybe. But they seem like really good dancers, so wouldn't be surprised if that's the route they went down.
So on my radar, I've been enjoying my NCT, I don't need my NCT content. I've been fed well, I feel full up. They have an upcoming show of some sort where they're all in boxes. I know that sounds hella sus, but Google it. And they also came out with a song. I think NCT U have come out with a few songs recently, but the most recent one was called Make a Wish. And it was a tune. It was immaculate. The vibes were beautiful. It was just very lovely.
Why did you turn like extra bright for a minute?
Because it was lovely. It was exquisite, darling. It was lovely.
No, oh, okay, all right.
Not gonna lie, I was just really happy that Shotaro was in a video. I don't know he why was I love it. I love this child so much. Like,
he killed it.
Give me the adoption papers. Like, I love him. I don't know why.
He killed it. Did he even say anything? I don't think he had to be honest.
He had, like, he may have made a few sounds, but his vibe is immaculate. They should, yeah.
I found it weird that Mark wasn't there.
Me too.
I was like, where's Mark? He's lost. I'm calling SM. Where's Mark? He's lost. Where is he?
Honest, but I didn't process that Mark wasn't there till after the video because I think I was just so overwhelmed and excited. And then I must have been walking through my kitchen. I was like, where's Mark? Like, imagine.
Like, you left him in a supermarket.
Yeah, I don't know. They should let him have his bench time.
I guess this is great. Like, he's resting. Like, he's debuted like 50-11 times. God. It's time for him to have a break.
So obviously there was the most recent NCTU song that was Make-A-Wish. But there was the one that was prior to this one that had like Johnny and Mark and some...
Oh, Misfit.
Yes, that one. What I just realised, what does Johnny usually like do on songs? Because I thought it's the first time I've heard him like rap.
He's Johnny. That's what he does. How dare you ask stupid questions?
I was like, wait, like, what does he usually do? Because I was so confused. But
to be honest, they kind of par off Johnny. He usually has a line or two. So sometimes that line could be a rap line, and sometimes that line could be just a melody line. So he technically does rap, and he technically does sing, but it's never been long enough for anyone to process it. Does that make sense? So that's why you're like, what does he do? Not in that way. We love you, Johnny. But you know what I mean.
Like, I was so confused.
I think,
like,
this is a time he's actually had, like, meat. Yeah. You know, a chunk.
And my brain just was trying to process that. And I was like, okay. And he was, like, partially, like, chest out, bitch. It was his a lot to process. Broke. Yeah. So I guess that's the end of On The Radar. But if there's anything you guys want us to check out or any recommendations, we'd love to hear. So drop us a DM.
Yeah.
An email seems a bit too formal for a recommendation, so just DM us. But yeah.
That's all we have time for today. Yeah. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
And guys, remember that you can send us all your unpopular opinions, stories, or dilemmas, and please include details.
Yeah. So I've been Shanice from K-Pop Box. You can follow me for all your K-pop goodies at kpopbox_.
And I've been Shay from the K-Way. You can follow me at the K-Way _100. And I will post when I post and you may.
But anyway, guys, and if you want to catch us both again or How You At You, just at How You At You. I don't know if that sentence made any sense, but you understood what I meant. So until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Regina King for Cadillac Escalade.
Let's say you make it to the top. What's next? Relish in the glory of your accomplishments? Okay, sure, for a minute. But then you move forward. Take the 2021 Escalade. Cadillac's newest arrival is more than just a celebration of iconic luxury. It's the most technologically advanced Escalade ever. Because arriving is just the beginning.
The 2021 Cadillac Escalade. Never stop arriving.
The Medicare annual election period deadline is almost here. I'm Meredith Vieira, here with examples of people who started their search for coverage at myhealthpolicy.com. Meet Larry. He likes doing things online, so he started
at myhealthpolicy.com. I took my time and found the coverage I was looking for, and done.
Next is Mary. When she wanted answers, she picked up the phone.
I wanted a local perspective on plans, so I called myhealthpolicy.com and done. Switched to a better plan.
And Michael.
I met with a local licensed insurance agent face-to-face and done.
Go to myhealthpolicy.com to compare top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including $0 premium plans, or call 1-800-GO-START. That's 1-800-GO-START. Meredith Vieira is a paid endorser. KF Agency operates myhealthpolicy.com, not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. government or the federal Medicare program. A licensed insurance agent may call.